This is Reverend Joseph Caesar, and welcome to the Good News Program. I am truly blessed and honored to be called by God to be His servant to spread the good news of salvation to you all. You have done the right thing. Don't change the channel. You are not here by chance, but by divine guidance.
Hello again, this is Reverend Caesar coming to you on BBS Radio to bring the good news of salvation to you again this evening. Without any delay, I want to continue from John chapter 15, from verse 1, which he said that I am the true vine. Well, yes, Jesus is the true vine. And my topic this evening for that part is abiding in Christ. Abiding in Christ. In order to bring forth good fruit, you have to stay tapped in to Christ. Let me give you an example. If someone builds you a house and put in all the appliances in the house, and the time for you when you moved in and you clip all the switches and there are no juice in the house, that means there is a disconnect. So that person has to go back to the main source, the pole from outside that sends the electricity or juice into your house. Otherwise, you'll be clipping from January to December and not getting the juice. Well, it is the same thing, you know, same principle as Christians. In order for Christians to bring forth in the principle of winning souls, they have to constantly be tapped into Christ. It says here, abiding in Christ is necessary in order to our doing much good. He that is constant in the exercise of faith in Christ and love to Him, that lives upon His promises and is led by His Spirit, bringeth forth much fruit. He is very serviceable to God's glory and His own account in the great day. Note, ladies and gentlemen, union with Christ is a noble principle productive of all good. A life of faith in the Son of God is comparably the most excellent life a man can live in this world. Let me go back again. A life of faith in the Son of God is comparably the most excellent life any man or anyone can live in this world. It is regular and even, pure and heavenly. It is useful and comfortable, and all that answers the end of life. It is necessary to our doing any good. It is not only a means of cultivating and increasing what God there is already in us, but it is the root and spring of all good. Christ says, without me, you can do nothing. Not only no great thing, heal the sick or raise the dead, but nothing. Note, we have as necessary and constant a dependence upon the grace of the mediator for all the actions of the spiritual and divine life as we have upon the providence of the Creator for all the actions of the natural life. For as to both, it is in the divine power that we live, move, and have our being. So abstract from the merit of Christ, we can do nothing towards our justification, and from the Spirit of Christ at all, we can do nothing. That will be the fruitful part and the pleasing to God or profitable to ourselves. 2 Corinthians 3:5. We depend upon Christ, not only as the vine upon the wall for support, but as the branch on the rooftop for the sap, for we do live. Now, if we get a disconnect from Christ by being tapped into Christ and we fall away from Christ, then we begin to die, because the branches will not have enough sap to live. There is no way the branches can live. The fatal consequences of a forsaken Christ in verse 6 says, if any man abide not in me, if he abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch. This is a description of the fearful state of hypocrites that are not in Christ, and of turncoats, apostates, or deserters that abide not in Christ. The Bible says they are cast forth as dry and withered branches, which are plucked off because they cumber, they burden, they become cumbersome to the tree. So we become cumbersome to Christ when we're there and cannot bring forth fruit. We're just soloing, hitching on and going everywhere, but still not going anywhere because we are not being able to bring forth any good fruit as Christians, as winning souls. It is just that those should have no benefit by Christ who think they have no need of him, and that those who reject him should be rejected by him. Those that abide not in Christ shall be abandoned by him. They are left to themselves to fall into scandalous or disgraceful sin, and then are justly cast out of the communion of the faithful. When we are not able to bring forth good fruit, and we have called ourselves Christians or anyone, we have been phony. We cannot do that. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works, that you might glorify your Father which is in heaven. If you light a candle, you cannot put it under a bushel. You had to go on the mountaintop for people to see you. So we cannot say that we are Christians and we are not doing anything. We are soloing. Yeah. They are withered as branch broken off from the tree. Those that abide not in Christ, so they may flourish a while, although they may flourish a while in a plausible, at least a passable profession, yet in a little time wither and come to nothing. Therefore, their parts and gifts wither, their zeal and devotion wither, their credit and reputation wither, their hopes and comforts wither. It says Job 8:11-13, says, note those that bear no fruit after a while will bear no leaves. Ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters, here again, those that bear no fruit after a while will bear no leaves. How soon is that fig tree withered away, which Christ had caused? And you can look it up in Matthew 11:12-20. It was the next day. Didn't waste any time. And so men gathered them, Satan's agents and emissaries picked them up and make an easy prey of them. Those that fall off from Christ presently fall in with sinners. And the sheep that wander from Christ's fold, the devil stands ready to seize and pounce upon them for himself. When the Spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul, an evil spirit possessed him. And you can look that up in 1 Samuel 16:14. When you got away from out of the fold, you were heading for danger, unknown. And so they cast them out into the fire. That is, they are cast into the fire because that's what their trees are good for. They cast the trees into the fire. They are cast into the fire, and those who seduce them and draw them to sin do in effect cast them there themselves, for they make them children of hell. Fire is the fittest place for withered branches, for they are good for nothing, nothing else. Look it up in Ezekiel 15:2-4. That's what the branches are good for. It cannot good for anything. It got no sap, it got no leaves. So we got to stay steadfast. We have to be constant and we have to be fruitful. In order to be fruitful, we have to stay in Christ. And so these trees, they are burned. This follow, of course, but it is here added very emphatically and makes the threatening very terrible. They will not be consumed in a moment. Oh, I tell you, it's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's going to be a slow, slow fire. Like thorns under a pot, it will not burn quickly. But they are burning forever in a fire which not only cannot be quenched, but will never spend itself, never. This comes of quitting Christ. This is the end of barren trees. Apostates are twice dead in Jude 12. And when it is said, they are cast into the fire and are burned, it speaks as if they were twice damned. So the turncoats, the apostates. They are damned. Some apply. Some apply men's gathering them to the ministry of the angels in the great fire, in that great day, when they shall gather out of Christ's kingdom all things that offend, and shall bundle the tares for the fire. The blessed privilege which comes, and which those have that abide in Christ, in chapter 5 and verse 7, if my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will of my Father in my name, and it shall be done. So you can look it up in John chapter 15, verse 7. Let me ask you this question. How our union with Christ is maintained? How? Okay, well, maybe if you don't know, I will tell you. By the word. By this word. If you abide in me, he had said before, and I in you. Here he explains himself. And my words abide in you, for it is in the word that Christ is set before us and offered to us. It is in the word that we receive and embrace him. And so, where the word of Christ dwells richly, there Christ dwells. If the word be our constant guide and monitor, if it be in us at home, then we abide in Christ and he is in with us. That is how it goes. How our communion with Christ is maintained. To maintain our communion with Christ is by prayer. And so through prayer, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done to you. And what can we desire more than to have what we will for the asking? Those that abide in Christ as their heart's desire shall have through Christ, their heart's desire. If we have Christ, we shall want nothing that is of good for us, nothing. Two things are implied in the promise. First, that if we abide in Christ and his word in us, we shall not ask anything but what is proper to be done for us. The promise or the promises abiding in us lies ready to be turned into prayers, and the prayers so regulated cannot be speed. And secondly, the Bible says that if we abide in Christ and his words, we shall have such as interest in God's favor and Christ's meditation that we shall have an answer of peace to all our prayers. In order to be good soul winners, we have to be constantly praying. Seek God's face. Seek God's word and hear from God. In order to be fruitful, we have to constantly tap into Christ, the true vine, to get that sap to make us grow and be strong. It's the same thing in any way as the illustration I give you with the electricity in the house. If there is no connection from the outside, there's not gonna be any connection on the inside. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters, I will let you know this. Christ love us. Christ love you, the listener. Christ love you, the listener. Says he, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that they love one another as I have loved you. He says, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friend. Here are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servant, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth good fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever he shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I commanded you, that you love one another. That is Christ's commandments. In order to bear good fruit, you must love one another. Christ, who is love itself, he himself is love, is here discouraging concerning love, a fourfold love, concerning the Father's love to him, and concerning this. Here he tells us that his Father did love him. As the Father had loved me, he loved him as mediator. This is my beloved Son, the Lord says. He was a son of his love. He loved him and gave all things into his hand, and yet so loved the world as to deliver him for us all. He delivered him up for us all. When Christ was entering into his sufferings, he comforted himself with this, that his Father loved him. Those whom God loves as a father may despise the hatred of all the world. You cannot benefit things on your own except you tap in to the love of Christ, the power of Christ, the heart of Christ. Christ, you cannot get anywhere without being tapping in to Christ. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. One whose business is to love, and whose business is to till the ground. He says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he take away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. My brothers and sisters, do you want to be able to bring forth more fruit for Christ? Then stay tapped in to the main source, the main body of Christ, so that he can bless your life and use you to be a conduit and a vessel to win souls here on earth. And may the God bless you, my listeners today. And may you be blessed, and may you come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If you haven't known Christ as Lord and Savior, you can just say this simple prayer after me. Lord, I am a sinner, and I need you to help me. Please come into my heart and forgive me of my sins and take away these sins out of my life. Thank you in Jesus' name. If you have said that prayer, then you are a child of God, simple as all that. And may God continue to bless you. And may the Spirit of God continue to protect you. And my friends and brothers on the radio station and BBS, may God continue to bless you all and prosper your business in Jesus' name. And have a wonderful week. Amen and amen. God bless you.
If this ministry has been a blessing and helped you through the Word of God, please donate. There's a donate button at the top of the show page. Any amount would be welcomed. Thank you in advance. This money will help keep the program Good News airing on BBS Radio. Remember, Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." And Romans 10:9 says, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved."